Talk.
Well, you have to agree that the hard shoulder is essential listening, not for the raw mesh that I go on with, but the information you get from listeners. We're talking about favourite sandwich. And I said, what is a club sandwich? And I asked one of the top restaurateurs. It stands, Ivan, says a texter, for C-L-U-B. Chicken, lettuce, under bacon. You see, you learn something new every day. Okay, Trumpy's impeachment. The House of Representatives have voted to formalise the process. To give us his take on where this is going and how it will play out in terms of the 2020 presidential election, it's a pleasure to welcome from Ohio, the President of Opportunity Ohio, Matt Mayer, and a former senior official in the US Department of Homeland Security. And welcome to the program, Matt. And I think it would be fair to say Republican as well.
Yeah, I'm a conservative for sure.
Okay. So how do you think this is playing out with the public?
I actually don't think it's playing out hardly at all. The reality is, right, this is an inside the beltway, DC focused activity. Most Americans are kind of going on with their business. They had their kids out for Halloween last night. They're looking at the jobs report today, and they're just doing their thing, waiting for the weekend to watch some football here in the U.S. They're not really concerned about what's going on in Washington, and the stock market is kind of proof of that.
Right. Well, anyone who comes onto the show and say nothing to see here immediately raises my interest levels. I mean, surely it is a kind of rare occasion for there to be a formal impeachment process. And is there not prima facie evidence of trouble for Trump insofar as these whistleblowers are concerned?
So let's go with the first piece you said on the kind of historical component of it. Yeah, it is historically rare and has been. However, it's now becoming historically not rare because we've had one in the late 90s and now we're having one 20 years later. So it's now becoming more of a partisan tool. And again, because the Constitution doesn't really define what high crimes and misdemeanors is or are, it's kind of whatever politicians who control the House and Senate say it is. And so that gets to the second part of your question, which is, you know, prima facie evidence. I mean, the transcript's out there. We know what Trump said. People have, you know, we don't know what the witnesses are actually saying because they're doing it in the star chamber, highly secretive process. So we actually don't know what they've said. We know what the Democrats have leaked they've said, but that's not quite the same, right?
But Matt, let's put it on simple terms. If I'm a government minister, if I'm a president, and I'm doing executive business on behalf of my country, and I throw in a bit of political, do me a dig out, do me a favour, and linking one to the other, it could be considered somewhat of more than opportunism as a sort of abuse of office.
It could be considered problematic, but does it rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors that we're going to throw out a duly elected president? I don't think the American people are going to agree with that because it's just not. I mean, the reality is what was going on in Ukraine and what he asked about in terms of the specific Biden issue, Hunter Biden, is part of all the corruption that was going on and his concern on the aid that we were going to be giving them militarily and whether they were rooting out the kind of corruption, including with Burisma, which is the company that Hunter Biden was sitting on, where he had no experience or business being on that board other than the fact that his dad was the vice president of the United States, and that is corrupt stuff. So it's not quite as clear as the left likes to say it is. And again, does it rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors? That's in the eye of the beholder.
All right. Remember Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman and all of that. When we get to the House Intelligence Committee and public hearings, because you've made the point that these are in private, what can we expect? I mean, will whistleblowers be behind a curtain, or what's the anticipation of the process from here on in?
Yeah, so what they voted on yesterday was a fairly partisan document, which is why it got no Republican support at all. And in fact, two Democrats voted with Republicans against the impeachment articles because they've structured it so Adam Schiff, who's a very highly partisan guy, he's the one who's been doing this whole secretive process, not allowing Republicans to ask questions, shutting down questioning, not leaking information, not letting other stuff come out. He can essentially decide what does and doesn't happen during this inquiry process that's going to be public. And so it's not a very fair process. And that's where the Republicans are going to attack it, is look, this is not the way we did the Clinton impeachment. It's not how we did Nixon. It's not how we did Jackson. This is historically different because, again, they don't have the actual evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor, but their base is so rabid to impeach Trump that they have to do it to get their base fired up for the 2020 election.
So The assumption you're making is that when this gets beyond the House of Representatives and gets into the Senate, where the Republicans have majority, it will be game over. There'll be no impeachment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, there'll be no conviction on the impeachment. He'll be impeached by the House. That you can guarantee that, because that's what the Democrat base is demanding of the Nancy Pelosi and the House members. But he will not be convicted in the Senate, because you know, whether you agree or disagree with whether it's a high crime or misdemeanor and whether he should be convicted, the reality is if the Republicans were to convict him, it would crush the Republican base from an enthusiasm standpoint, and they would lose the U.S. Senate. They would lose governorships all over the country come 2020 election, because Republican voters would just sit home because they still support the president enormously. So it's a politically dumb thing for them. So because of that, Mitch McConnell will simply say, great, thanks for your inquiry. We'll do it. Someone will file a motion to dismiss. It will be approved by a majority of the Senate, and then they'll be done.
Right. I'm looking at polls here, Washington Post, ABC News poll, and it reminds me of Brexit insofar as how polarized and divided the country is. US overall, now it gives a breakdown of over 80% Democrats are in favor of impeachment, over 80% are not in favor amongst Republicans, but amongst the overall, impeach and remove in favor, 49%, do not impeach and remove, 47%, and amongst independents, it flips the other way, 59% don't, and 47% do. Like, America, not just on this issue, on every issue, seems deeply, deeply divided.
Yeah, Ivan, it really is. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And I'm you know, I'm a student of history. I've never seen anything like it until, you have things like the civil rights movement, where that was highly divided, right? But not in the way it is now, where it's really neighbor to neighbor in cases, right? You have such red, red, red states against such blue, blue, blue states. You've got urban cities that are blue versus suburban and rural areas that are red. And it's amazing. You see it everywhere. You see it on Facebook. You see it, in your high school, kids are getting into debates about stuff like this. Heck, you see it on dating apps when people are saying, hey, if you support Trump, swipe left. I mean, it's amazing how partisan it's become. But what's going to matter is come 2020 November, where do those independent voters come down? Because they're going to decide in about five states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Florida. They're going to decide whether Trump is reelected or not. And that is the bottom line, because the left's going to vote against them, the right's going to vote for him, and those independent voters are the ones that are going to swing one way or the other.
All right. My thanks indeed to Matt Maher, president of Opportunity Ohio, a former senior official in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and a conservative. Thank you indeed for that analysis. Now, up next, as another